Learn what you can about your adjuster. Go work a little harder than you have been, other than the names you call him when he's not on the phone, or her. And I'm not talking about find out if his kid plays softball so you can kind of schmooze with, oh, I hear your kid's playing in the softball league or your daughter's on select soccer. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about the opposite. Learn things about your adjuster that keep you from stepping on little landmines as things go along. Suppose you're representing a cyclist who got clobbered by a car in rush hour in downtown Austin. You probably would like to know if your adjuster at one point opined in a paper, a speech, or just to his friends, we ought to get all those damn bicycles off the road. It'd be good to know that. You're still going to have to handle a case with him, but you have to sit back and before you make that initial contact, think a little bit and be creative as to how you're going to do it instead of just blasting out with your typical beginning. Take the flip side case. Suppose you're representing the motorist who got run off the road by a cyclist and crashed into a telephone pole. You're going to want to know if that adjuster happens to be a cyclist for the same reason. Same case. You just are going to have to dig in and get a little bit more creative. Initial contact with the adjuster, I think, is important. Everybody has to make that initial contact. It's okay to be aggressive early on. Be controlled. Point I'm going to keep making. We're not talking about hammer strikes. There's a time and a place in most litigation for a hammer strike. We're talking about moving a needle with pressure, steady pressure. And if you do it right, the person whose needle you're moving, the adjuster, won't even know what's happening to them if you get it done right. Be calm. Be serious, but be calm. Don't lose your temper. That really doesn't work as well as some people think it is. Be friendly. Be open. Be easygoing. That is not a sign of weakness, I promise you, if you do it right. This is not the approach that I suggest for opening discussions with the adjusters. This tends not to work. I know it's fun. I've had it said to me hundreds of times over 40 years. It simply is not effective. Take a different approach. The handout, figuratively, usually it's over the phone, of course, is the better approach to take, the better way to get started in the negotiations. Isaac Newton, what has he got to do with any of this? You remember Isaac Newton. He's the guy standing there sitting under an apple tree, got clonked in the head by an apple. Promptly invented gravity, got half credit for creating calculus, and thereby created an infinite and eternal string of enemies of high school math students. He went on to do all kinds of other things in the science world. I got hit on the head with an apple once. I became an insurance defense lawyer, so I don't know how that works out. Newton came up with three laws of motion. We're not going to study that in depth right now because we're really only talking about one, Newton's first law of motion. Every object in a state of uniform motion will remain in that state of motion unless an external force acts on it. Well, that's a lot of gobbledygook, I guess, to simply say, remember, we're trying to move a needle. If the needle's not moving, you want to move it away from you. If the needle's moving towards you, you want to stop it and then take it back the other way. So what we're going to do now, and you're going to help me, we're going to do a little audience participation. We're going to do a little demonstration. It's only going to take about a minute. Y'all are going to participate. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to talk. You don't have to do anything. You can respond by raising your hand. You can respond with just a one-syllable verbal response. Work with me here. Let's have a little fun with this. Then we'll talk about why it's an important tool that you need to learn. You have all been to mediations. You've been to breakfast mediations. You've been to rocket mediations. You're about to do a one-minute mediation. I'm going to be the mediator. This side of the room are going to represent the plaintiffs, and with my apologies, you all are going to represent the defendants. I'm going to take the offers back and forth. We are going to settle a $100 case in 1 minute. Get in the spirit when I get going here. Work with me on this, and let's just have some fun with what we're doing. So we're going to start the bidding over here. $10 with the defendant. Bid $10 now. Give me $10. Somebody give me $10 now. I got 10 over here. Bid 100. Take 100. I got 100. He'll take 100. Bid 20. Give me 20. Give me $20. Somebody give me. I got 20 back here. 90. We go 90. We go 90. Give me $90 now. Somebody. I got 90 in the back. Go 30. Bid 30. I need 30. Somebody give. There's 30 over here. I got 30. Now I need 70 on this side. I got my 70. Give me 40. Give me 40. Give me 40 over here. Give me 50 on this side. Bid 50. Bid 50. Bid 50. Will you pay 50? Will you take 50? Will you go 50? I got $50 once, $50 twice. Sold, $50. Thank you. Now, what did we just demonstrate, folks? This is what we just demonstrated. Momentum. Now, momentum doesn't go that fast when you're trying to settle a lawsuit with an adjuster. But if you're doing it right, it's there. And if the momentum is moving the direction you want it to move, you do not want some force pulling it back the other way. If the momentum is moving against you from the adjuster, you want to slow stop that and take it back the other way. Not with a hammer strike, but with some other gentle tactic. So let's talk about it. First thing you need to do, for just a minute with your case, stop thinking about how many dollars apart are we? Why won't the damned adjuster listen to me? I got a great plaintiff. The defendant's a dog. Put all that, it's all important, but put it all aside for a minute. Sit back and say to yourself, what is the state of motion of my negotiations? Are things easing toward me? In other words, is the adjuster coming at me? Is it easing away from me as I take my case to the adjuster? Or often is it just still? And then think about it. My next move, before I get into dollars and people and all that other stuff, is going to be figure out what tactic will press on that needle. Remember, we're trying to move a needle. We're trying to apply pressure to a needle to move that needle forward.